Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello everyone.
And me, Craig Hazel. We have been away for the international break. It's over. I know, yeah, we celebrate it being over every time, don't we? But This was a particularly shit one unless you're into like horror porn and leg breaks.
Horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that
was... yeah, it was pretty bad, wasn't it? I didn't really watch any of it, to be fair. I'm not going to lie to you. I couldn't tell you any results.
Could you not?
Nah, probably not. What, England won 2-0.
Can you name an Arsenal player that scored and retired?
Podolski.
Yeah.
Former Arsenal player. Yeah, correct. Other than that, nothing.
It was rubbish. We won't even spend too much time because there's so much fantasy people to talk about, but Seamus Coleman's leg break is obviously one that is relevant, and we will come on to that because it is heavily asked in the question
section. I saw a picture of it,
yeah,
and I couldn't even tell whether it was so bad, I couldn't tell if it was photoshopped. Is there like one where his leg is literally like...
Was he black?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, no, that wasn't him. That wasn't him.
But I mean, have you seen it?
Yeah, it's real. It's very bad. When you watch the slow motion replay, because it was so bad, they didn't show replays on television.
Oh, yeah.
And when you watch the replay, you see it kind of dangle twice, like he's got a second knee.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, it was the same when Ramsey, and did you remember Eduardo just before Ramsey?
Yeah.
There was a two.
But the difference is everyone likes Seamus Coleman.
Yeah. Oh, people like Ramsey, didn't they?
Wow.
Wow, look at his hair.
I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, we'll come on to that. But back to way, way back on the 18th of March for the FPL results.
Wow.
Started me to go on. Arsenal got dicked by West Brom 3-1.
Oh, mate. Still hurts now.
Yeah,
that was still hurts. That was the big uplift Wenger needed we were talking
exactly,
about.
Exactly. That's it.
There was some stat that the only two teams they had beaten since yada, yada, yada were Lincoln and Sutton or whatever it was.
It was the two FA Cup wins.
Really?
Yeah.
FA Cup specialist, though.
Well, exactly. That's it. But and then obviously talk of Sanchez and Ozil having enough with this going on, which obviously is horrendous for anyone Arsenal related.
As I've said before, Ozil can fuck off the little bog-eyed fish, but... Sanchez, I mean, you know, if his heart's there, I'd keep him around.
Who would you go for if it was a choice between, or if it's worse, if one had to stay?
Oh, Sanchez, I'll keep Sanchez.
No, obviously you keep Sanchez, but I mean, between Ozil and Wenger.
It's time Wenger goes, man. I mean, I say it all the time now, I'm getting bored of myself. But yeah, Wenger's got to go. Simple as that, fam.
It would get rid of about 30% of the stuff that podcasts and football coverage is about. Though.
That's true, but then we'd just go back to hating Liverpool. You guys do
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah, we just go slagging.
It's all seasonal, isn't it? Spurs, Liverpool, Arsenal, Spurs, Liverpool, Arsenal. That's what we do, kind of going round and round. And elsewhere, Palace obviously beat Watford. The other one is Everton beating Hull 4-0. Lukaku leaving it late.
Big Rom.
He left it late. There was two stoppage time goals.
That's right.
For him, and a lot of people captained him. I captained
him. Yeah, you did. I took my I took the armband off him with minutes to spare and put it on King, which didn't really work.
Yeah, a bit of a gamble. I think Luke.
Yeah, it was. Don't know why I did it.
He must be one of the most captained player this season, Lukaku. He's been phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, he usually is for me. Yeah,
he's been so good. Yeah, he really has.
Yeah.
Leicester back to winning ways. They beat West Ham 3-2. Sorry, Ash.
Yeah. Predictable.
And Vardy scoring again. There's three goals in three games. And he got an international goal against Lithuania. Still seems weird that he plays international football, doesn't it? But
it's strange, isn't it? Yeah.
And AU and Lanzini scored, which is quite popular picks, I reckon.
I mentioned Lanzini. I can't remember when it was, but it was in the blog. Did I bring him in? I can't remember if I brought him in, having a look now. I did. I brought him in. Yeah, so I brought him in just, I don't know. He seems to be getting the odd goal, doesn't he, Lanzini?
Yeah. It still doesn't look, when I see him play, I still don't know. He's like a bit like Antonio. It looks like it's sort of an area of chaos around him, and then he suddenly scores. It's weird.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like he fully knows what's going on.
I couldn't. He's one of those, because I don't watch enough of West Ham, I couldn't tell you if he's a good player or not. But stats-wise, when you look at it purely from a stats point of view, which probably is a good thing, because sometimes I probably get caught up in going, I'm not picking him, he's shit. I've watched him, he's shit. And then they just keep scoring goals.
I do have a little Lanzini stat for you.
You've got a little Lanzini there, man.
Yeah,
go on.
He doesn't have the world's second best segment named after him.
No,
he doesn't.
But someone that does is a guy called Wellers.
Where's Wellers? Where is Wellers?
He's getting some grief on Instagram, lads. He popped a little picture of himself training up there. And some guy who calls himself Trobbins69 said, "Too old for that thing in you hair. Get an adult cut." Slagging off Wallace's little man bun. His little, what's it called?
It's a top knot, isn't it?
Top knot, that's the one, not man bun.
Hold on. I don't know how you pronounce that name.
And then someone else said, "It's his head, not yours." So there's a little bit of...
Yeah. And then a load of emojis. Like strong that. Arm. Cross fingers, yeah. Football, couple lover.
I love that kind of comeback where it's not good, but what the fuck do you say to someone saying it's his head, not yours?
It's his head, not yours. Craig, can we now talk about the Philip Neville tweet? Has enough time passed if we don't say where it was?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Can we say that?
Yeah.
Go on, you tell that little story.
Oh, it was because Philip Neville was eating at a popular restaurant and my mate works at that restaurant and he ordered a steak, Phil Neville, and he ordered it well done. And I tweeted going, "Oh my God, can't believe Phil Neville had a well done steak." And I just thought nothing of it. And he tweeted me back going, "My choice, mate, not yours." And then I obviously shit my pants because my mate could have got in a lot of trouble for that because obviously...
And you did it from the Gaffer Tapes Twitter, didn't you? We got quite a lot of followers, so a lot of people saw it.
I deleted it and I felt really bad because obviously I shouldn't have done it. It was completely unfair on my mate. I just got very excited at Phil Neville eating a well-done steak. Who wouldn't?
And we deleted it. But what I have done is I did screen grab it. Yeah. So I do have that tweet at my...
Oh, really?
When my friend leaves that restaurant, I'll give you the all clear...
And we'll tweet it, yeah.
And we'll tweet about it.
Yeah, but it just reminded me that it's his head, not yours, did remind me of it's my choice, not yours. Yeah. And I thought, is he saying that like in a completely deadpan way?
I don't know. I still don't know to this day, but I still feel guilty because it was a really selfish thing to do. I just thought this would be funny, and it wasn't. And
it's funny, and it was bloody ages ago. It's water under the...
Under the Diane sauce.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
No,
yeah,
the Diane sauce under the... I didn't think about that. Fuck, I ruined that.
No, you have.
I've ruined that. It. Never mind.
Abort.
But yeah, no, good memory of that. You've been waiting for ages for that.
I have, yeah.
Other ones, Sunderland had a board draw 0-0 with Burnley back then, but anyone who had any cheap Burnley, like Heaton, had an absolute blinder.
10 points for me, mate.
Yeah, and me, mate. Don't worry about me.
Many thanks.
Chelsea beat Stoke 2-1, and Tom, you're the man in the know for these things. Diego Costa is now yellow.
Diego Costa has gone yellow. I don't know if there's any issue with it. I haven't seen if Ben Dinnery on Twitter has confirmed or denied it. There's actually his phone going off, professional.
Din-dinnery, din-dinnery, din-din-daroo.
Yeah, that's good.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? If we had it.
Oh, he should have his own.
Yeah. If he just did a little jingle, that would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
That would be good. Potentially Costa. I mean, he's gone yellow. I don't really know. Is he played? He doesn't play international football very often, does he? Didn't get many caps.
No.
I don't know if it's, I'm guessing it's a training ground thing. Well, we will find out. We do obviously know now that, Alan Banana, our close friend, is now out.
I know.
Injured official. He's gone. He's, saw Ben Dinnery tweeting that earlier, saying that, Lallana has been ruled out of the next Liverpool game.
Yeah, I think he's out for up to 4 weeks.
Up to 4 weeks? Wow, okay.
Obviously, Liverpool were the first people Liverpool phoned with that information.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it became public knowledge.
They let us know, and then we passed it
on. We forwarded the email.
The subject was Alan Banana Split.
Yes, I like that. Very good. Very good.
But yeah, he's out. Luckily, I actually took him out last week. I'm getting a lot of luck now. A lot of things are going my way. Bringing Lanzini scores, put Heaton in goal, you know, all that kind of jazz. So it's
all right, mate. Stop going on about it. We don't care about you.
Did either of you have Coleman then?
No.
No.
Have you?
Negative.
A lot of people have. We'll get to that in section two when we do your tweets and questions and stuff.
Yeah,
a lot of people asking us about Coleman.
Big time. Another popular pick was Alfie Mawson, who like all of a sudden gone
Mawson?
To being a England prospect and got scored more goals this season than Wayne Rooney or Daniel Sturridge, and then he scores a bloody OG.
OG. I was going to build up and go, he scored again. Too bad it went wrong net, bastard. Like that. Yeah. That would have been funnier.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Yeah.
I did. That is in your notes, actually. I should have done that.
Yeah, I know. That was why I did it like that, so that you'd read it. But that's not good for my little secret sausage team, where he is an absolute bloody mainstay.
Yeah.
But, you know, you win some, you lose some. He's about £2.50, isn't he? So don't worry about it. He's not very expensive.
No, he is very cheap. Yeah, that's
minus
true.
1 week for him, the lad, unfortunately.
Man United, 1-3-1 without Zlatan.
Yeah, don't seem to be missing Zlatan as much, although it was against Middlesbrough, who are getting increasingly worse and worse.
They are getting...
Who did they appoint as their new manager?
Have they appointed?
Three, two, one.
They did the other day. I know the answer.
Jonathan Robinson.
Is that the owner of the squash?
Mr. Robinson.
It's the squash people. No, I thought they should have got rid of Karanka a bit earlier, to be honest with you.
Yeah, man, they're fucked. They're in major trouble. And we said it before, having Middlesbrough defenders was at one point pretty good, pretty shrewd move. Yeah. Now, not so much.
No, that's true. But it's only, I'm pretty sure it's just the coach who's in charge, Ash, at the moment.
Yeah.
No one's been given it permanently. Steve Agnew.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, right.
Unless
I
missed something
not,
there.
Not Jonathan Robinson.
Robinson.
I did just see just now Woodgate's come in as first team coach.
Oh, okay.
Amazing.
Right, he could probably...
He was a bit of a fantasy football legend.
He's a great player, Woodgate. Yeah, I really liked him.
He was a scout, wasn't he? He started scouting a while ago.
Oh, really?
Has he?
Yeah.
That's
not the old
like...
dib-dib-dob-dob one.
We talked about scouts and Cubs loads.
We're talking about scouts and Craig didn't realise that the head of all the Cubs, like not the head of all Cubs, like I am Mr. Cub Man, like in charge of all of them, like the head of each individual pack of Cubs is known as Arcala.
I thought that was the name of the person who was in charge of the Brownies.
No. Well, it might be. I don't know. That's like Brown Owl.
I didn't know that. But then I also didn't know that you were that unpopular that you had to do Cubs.
Well, I was popular in Cubs.
Yeah, just because they didn't fucking have Cubs.
And I was very popular with Arcala. Thank you very much. He used to spend a lot of time with his hand just on the back of my neck.
I'm sure.
Sweaty hands. But so let's go.
Who else I had who was a good pick for Man United is Antonio Valencia. I don't know if you saw his goal, but it was the luckiest goal ever. It was a fluff back pass, and he just had to tap it in on the line. So I actually celebrated that. It's one of those few glorious moments.
Oh, I saw you tweet it. Yeah. Do you know what? I'm not ashamed to say I'm now at the point, because we're very close at the end of the season. We're going to get to where we are in our points, but I'm actually at the point where I look now for like Craig's players to see who's playing, and I was like, right, I think I'm doing all right. And then Borough scored, and I was like, so he won't get the 6 points for Valencia. That's good. Valencia clean sheet. Then fucking Valencia scores, and obviously the points go back on. And then Craig tweets, "Oh, I've got Valencia. Oh, I'm wanking about it."
Yeah, I did it in high pitched voice, so even though I typed it as well. It's good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You know when I talk about players showing up on the goal thing?
Yeah.
But you don't know what the goal was actually like. It's always with Man United. Mm. Someone will score, and then people will be tipping them. And then when you see the goal, you're like, what just, the fuck was that?
The Valencia one was one of the worst I've seen. Like, in terms of a fantasy football point of view, it would be the most infuriating one I've seen, probably. It was bad. And then the last few games were all a lot of FPL stalwarts. Eriksen, Ali got a goal each. Aguero gets a goal. Milner, obviously, had been a reliable scorer. I think he scored 7 from 7 penalties this season. Gets a goal as well.
Was it a penalty against City? Sorry, I can't remember.
Yeah, it was.
It was a penalty, yeah.
Yeah, it was a penalty. It was a foul on Firmino, and a load of City fans were bitching and moaning about it. But to be honest, Liverpool should have won that game because Alan Banana missed an absolute...
He did, didn't he? Yeah.
Was it Banana who we just said has got injured?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think he's committed some sort of sepulchre?
He's just injured by shame.
He's cut out his own Achilles tendon.
Yeah, just got rid of it. I do not deserve this.
It was a bad miss.
Did you see the one I posted on Facebook?
No, I don't use the Facebook.
If you're listening, go onto our Facebook page. There's an amazing one where someone does a game, I think it was in South America off the top of my head, where someone runs through one-on-one with the keeper and then does the thing, you know, where you pass it sideways that everyone does on FIFA, Craig.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's three people there all stood around it with an open goal.
Really?
And he fucks it up. Oh, it's amazing. And it's you, but no one looks happy about it. The keeper saves it.
Mm.
He's been beaten, saves it against three people. And you can't even tell what's happened because he's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
It's the sort of thing that would have ended up on my... old copy of Nick Hancock Football Hell that I used to have on VHS from like 1996 that I used to think was hilarious.
Yeah, I had Danny Baker's Football Own Goals and Gaffs.
There we go. Very similar, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Does Remember those things called Clarkson as well, where it was used to be like people driving their cars off cliffs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Crash bang wallet.
What a video.
This guy's dead.
Yeah.
What a video.
Those ones. I'd like to see more of those videos, Babas.
I think we should get some kind of video deal to do shit like that.
It's still on VHS.
Yeah, definitely. I'm only doing it on VHS or cassette.
That's a deal breaker.
Just record it on cassette. I used to do that. That was what I used to do as a kid. That I spent more time in my back garden playing football and recording myself telling stories. That's what it was.
You've progressed zero.
Yeah, my brother's still got them. I think I mentioned it on the pod before. My brother's still got an old tape of me telling them scary stories. But I used to.
Right.
I wrote a couple.
For a fact.
I'm going to text him now.
Wait. Our Patreon subscribers need to hear Tom Holmes' ghost stories.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. All right. I'll save him for that.
Haunted Holmes. I'm guessing it would be.
Haunted Holmes, of course. Yeah. No, I've got some great ones, although they all end the same, but I won't.
No,
I won't
don't spoil it, because we want to.
No. No.
We want
to. We'll find it, and I'll give it out exclusive content to our patrons.
Right, should we have a look at the league?
Go on, yeah, sorry, yeah.
We'll have a look at the league.
Go for it, man.
I'll have a quick rundown of top 10 before Tom reveals where we are. In top 10, well, actually, in ninth, joint ninth, it's Stephen Barrett and Francisco Fernandez, Exeter Gently and Make FPL Great Again. In eighth place, it's Andreas Toft. In seventh place, it's Banana Nose Maldonado, Matthew Greco.
Grecos?
In sixth place, is Eirik Baranda with St. Hans Haugenshelter. In fifth place, is Patrick Horton.
Horton Crosses is the secret sausage of our friend actor Ian Warhorse Horton.
Oh, because we were joking about it being his brother.
Yeah, and it's actually his secret sausage. And he emailed us and said that he's got that team there in fifth, but he's also got his other team. His main team is something like 25th or 35th or something. So he's smashing it to bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, his combined sausage normal total. But it was massive a very sausage. Revealing email. We got to find out
it
about
was.
That. So he said he wears different outfits for each persona he plays.
He does, yeah. Yeah.
And the subject the of the email, of please don't tell anyone.
Please don't tell anyone, but .. I am Patrick Horton.
There's a whole Bates.
It's like split personality, it's like Fight Club, it's mental.
There's a whole Bates Motel thing going on. I'm worried that Ian might die. And Patrick might take over.
And Patrick would live on.
So who was the guy from the first series who was top the whole way through and we had to sort of track him down?
Oh, that was Coatsy.
That was Brian Coatsy.
Coatsy.
I don't know.
I love the fact you said the first series. Go back and get it on DVD box set.
Yeah.
I think it's on Sky at the moment on box set.
First series. Anyway, in fourth place is Caroline Brady. She was a new entrant last week with FC Barcelona. In third place, it's Cliff Pallett, Steve Clift.
Clift A.
In Clifty's mediocre 11. In second place, it's Mitch Maynard, BTSTU.
Can I just say, Mitch Maynard sent us an email, info@thegaffertapes, wishing me a happy birthday on my birthday, which was March the 19th.
What?
Yeah, a lot of people thought it was the weekend before because I said that we were going out for a drink on that Saturday, but my actual birthday. So Mitch Maynard, thank you very much.
Creepy stalker.
No, because he just remembered. He just heard and remembered.
Well, did you actually start this podcast? Brilliant.
I think I said it on the podcast, I tweeted it or something.
Oh, maybe
something
you didn't.
Oh, no, I see. Well, it might have come up on Twitter. I don't know. But yeah, Mitch Maynard, you're lovely. Thank you very much. Great guy.
Yeah. Our positions.
Yeah. And then, well, we'll do top quickly. Paul Marshman, the lad, is top of the league, back on the horse. 85 points this week, massive week for him. Then our little positions, lads. Big T Dog at the
fuck
top.
My life.
I was trying to think what I say. What is it I say? New Daddy on G Wing. I was like Bebop from Rocksteady. No, they're from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Tommy 676th, 13 click wanker. I'm still top, 1,438 points. Ash,
yes,
785th.
Oh, hold on a minute.
Go on.
I just unplugged Craig's microphone.
Oh, okay.
He's 8 points behind me.
He's only 8 points behind you.
So, fuck.
Yeah, that's not bad. So it's your 785th, 15 clicks. Craig, 807th. So for 8 points, there's 15, sort of 20 odd places between you. 1,400 points.
I've been giving you beef all this time. I can't believe how close Craig
is. He's coming up.
Is it really 38 points between the three of us?
There's 38 points between the three of us. 1,400 Craig, 1,408 you, 1,438
me. 3 pages.
Yeah. Yeah, and Domi Mons, we'll do Dom as we always do, 586th. And then just before we go, the biggest, well, you referred to Wes Wellard as the second biggest, so that means that this is now the biggest officially.
Oh, shit.
It's obviously changed. It's obviously changed. The biggest feature in British broadcasting, it's Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. Tom Davis from Murder in Successville, 935th. 38th, sorry. And Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville, 621st. So it's not even that close, really. But yeah, so that concludes previewing. That concludes where we are in the league. You can still join the Gaffer Tapes League on using the pin 4945-2085. And bring all your points over. Just, you know, you've only got a little bit of time to do it, really, because I think anyone that does it from sort of the first few weeks of April is generally a twat.
Yeah, unless it's me.
And ruins it for all of us, yeah, unless it's you. So, thank you very much. We'll be back in Section 2 for all your social media questions, and then back in Section 3 for the preview of Game Week 30 and one of the greatest quizzes known to man.
A million fire emojis.
A million fire emojis. So yeah, thank you very much, and we will see you in a minute.
Yo, what's up, guys? This is DJ Emmanuel, all the way from America. What's good, bruh? Yo, 71st in the Gaffer Tapes League. Killing that shit. Over here, bro, I want to give a shout-out to Sir Butthole FC. Totally getting murked right now. And I really don't have a question because, I mean, I don't need to ask any questions. So, peace out, bro. I love what you guys are doing and... And let's go, Chelsea!
Hello, welcome back to the UK's number one football podcast, the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash, and Craig, and that was DJ Emmanuel from Orlando.
Thanks for the message.
Amazing.
Love that. I bloody love our listeners.
I want to know, I need some other details. Who is getting murked?
Yeah.
Everyone's getting murked,
well,
mate.
He's murking us all.
I think he's saying it is.
Was he say 75th or something? 79th?
Yeah, I think he's got some beef with somebody by the sound.
He has got beef.
Murking man's
But up. We love that. Cheers, DJ Emmanuel, for listening over in Orlando.
Thanks, man. Thanks for getting in touch. I think we should bring this back. We used to get a lot of voice clips. Like, for those like relatively new listeners, Dom Monaghan used to send us one nearly every week.
Yeah.
We used to get them all the time. So, yeah.
Feel free.
DJ Emmanuel. Send us a bloody voice clip.
And I think that's our first interaction with a listener from Orlando. So, that's pretty
cool.
To be honest, I'm planning a holiday there at some point. So, feel free to, you know, just... offer up a sofa. So that'll be good. Yeah, that'll be good. But DJ Emmanuel, in the spirit of being a DJ, Tom, spin that shit.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/TheGafferTapes.
Exactly. That's our jingle winner, living true to our promise. So that is forever our Facebook jingle. It's time for your questions from Facebook and comments. So what have we got? Straight up question. This one's quite good. Ash, probably more towards you. From Mahesh Jagadeesan.
Okay.
And he just said, wild card now or game week 36? And I thought maybe he's attached a picture or something of his team, but he hasn't. So for some reason, it's either now or game week 36, and they're the only two options, and that's it.
Well, I would say there's a double game week in game week 34.
Yeah.
It's doubles for Palace, United and Middlesbrough, and it's a blank week for West Brom.
Yeah.
So
I'm not sure why 36, because that's not the double. Do you think he thinks that's the double game week?
Is there potential for there to be a double game week in 36 as well?
I think it's going to be, probably 37. Remember last year, the double game week before the final week of the season.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think he's saying, redo my team before the last double game week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about this before, basically.
And you can do save if you've still got it.
You can do, if you've still got your triple captain or your, what's the other one?
Bench boost.
Triple captain, bench boost. Oh, no, that defense was your
AOA.
Yeah, if you've got your bench boost, you can save it for the last week, but then you miss out on all the previous weeks. So it depends how your team is. If your team's strong now, you're still flying high in your league. Like, say if you got over 60 points in the last game week.
If you're like murking mans and that.
If you are murking your mans, then don't do it. But if you're currently not doing that well, say if you've got under 50 points this week, I would say wild card now, because you're going to, long run, you're going to make more points. But if you didn't do so well, or if you did do well, then there's no point wildcarding. Just wait it out.
Good answer. There's your answer. There you go. Hope that helps, Mahesh. Other question from James Edrup. Ash, as a fellow West Ham fan, could we get dragged into a relegation mire along with the teams below us? And also, with Lanzini being our only free kick taker, corner taker, and basically the only creative midfielder we have, is he a steal at 6.4 million?
Yeah, I brought him in this week, actually, already. Done my transfers.
Ooh, hello.
Yeah, I've started playing.
That's early for you, isn't it?
Well, I've started playing it properly because...
Is it because at one point over last game week, at one point, Craig was ahead of you?
Don't make him mute his microphone again.
That might be what spurred Ash on, but I think, you know, there's no way West Ham are in a relegation fight. There's 9 points.
There's no way.
I don't know.
It'd have to be a colossal...
there's nine points and five teams between you and relegation. It's not happening.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of Kevining going on.
You haven't got the worst fixtures either, really. Hull, no. Arsenal, Swansea.
Have you seen Palace's fixtures?
Yes. Yeah, oh, that's bad.
Oh, shit.
Sweet John the Baptist.
Yeah. Oh, it's all right, because I've got a double game week coming up against Liverpool. Then
yeah, playing. I know, but it's a lot of people saying about, yeah, Benteke or Zaha or something. They've got Liverpool and Tottenham in that double game week.
To be honest, I said it about Zaha and Townsend last time, and maybe I should have had a second look, because in their remaining... What are we at? 9 games? Or they got 10? They've got 10 games. Of those 10 games, they've got to play Chelsea, Arsenal, Leicester, Liverpool, Spurs, Man City and Man United in those 10 games.
Where are they? That's, are they currently in the relegation zone?
Palace.
No, they're 4 points clear.
They're just out, aren't they? Because they've started bloody winning since
games.
To Selhurst Park. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
That's some bad games for 4 points.
Pretty bad, man. But yeah, they might end up in a bit of trouble, actually.
So yeah. Sunderland are basically done, aren't they?
Dead.
Yes, Sunderland are done. I think Middlesbrough are done. I don't think they're going to get any results.
But if you look at Hull have got that game in hand, only a couple of points above. Hull have played the extra game and they're a couple of points above.
I know, but games in hand at that side of the table are only good if you can win games, and they clearly can't.
Yeah.
But yeah. So to answer your question.
Palace play Hull.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Palace play Hull penultimate game of the season, so that's a big game.
That would be huge, yeah. Yeah, that could have ramifications, lads.
But sorry, Ash, go for it.
Oh, sorry, I was just going to say, I think West Ham got relegated on 37 points once, and that was probably the most anyone's ever been relegated on. Mm. Maybe it's 42, but I think normally what they say, like 34 is about relegation, something like that.
Yeah.
Or 34, you're saying.
34 points, so yeah, around there. And so at the minute, I think 15 and up, like Leicester, Watford, Burnley are probably going to get to there pretty easily, aren't they? But then the other ones.
But yeah, Palace, Swansea.
So Swansea, Leicester are probably going to be okay. So it's probably between Palace, Hull, Middlesbrough, Sunderland. I reckon Sunderland are done. Middlesbrough, probably done as well. So then it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably just going to come down to that last game, isn't it? Between Hull and Palace.
Yeah, very possibly. And
definitely Lanzini. Swap him for Snodgrass, I reckon. Although Snodgrass probably get a hat-trick this weekend, isn't it?
Or your Alan Banana money, free it up elsewhere, bring in Lanzini. And then just before we leave Facebook, a question that doesn't really require an answer, but I quite liked it made me laugh, is from another American listener, Evan Brady. He said, is there a Patreon level where I give you my login and you do my wildcard? I don't think you want that. I don't think you need it.
Yeah. I think if we collectively put our heads together, we could have like a... Maybe we should do that next year. We should just have one Gaffer Tapes account where we all have to majority vote on every move
A secret mega team.
A secret Gaffer mega team.
I actually said to Evan, what about if we did it in tears? And it was like the one...
just cried while we were doing it.
I love you! And like, if you're only a $1 Patreon, yeah, Tom gets to be your team.
Oh, sorry, surely not. Surely,
and then he said, oh, I assume we'd be paying him the dollar. It's even worse.
Oh, slagging me up. Is this what you do on Facebook? This is why I'm not on Facebook, because there's so much hate on Facebook. Slagging me off on Facebook? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
If it makes you feel better, I get slagged off on all mediums.
Yeah, you do, mate. That's true. Yeah.
Thanks for all your Facebook questions. Do go to facebook.com/thegaffertape.
Yeah, thanks for everyone that did message us lovely questions on Facebook, because we did get some. Mitchell Bathurst got in touch. Andre Martinson. Thanks, guys.
There were more. We just haven't got time for them, but do keep them coming. We will get around to them at some point another week. But not Facebook, but onto our other medium of social media, in a little section called
Tweets for My Tweet.
Don't ask me.
We got a nice tweet from a new tweeter. Ruslan is his first name.
I'm gonna go for it. Ruslan Zulvulgarov.
Zulvulgarov. Wow, you make it sound really good. Sounds like a Bond villain. He said, "Do you think Bertrand is differential option, despite the shitty defenders, brackets Yoshida, playing next to him? #FPL. What do you think?"
I can't answer that question.
Would you say Bertrand is a differential option? Do you know what? Bertrand was always like quite a savvy pick in the last sort of...
but he is low... He is low picked. He's 2.4% picked.
He got the assist against Spurs, didn't he, Bertrand?
Yes, he got 4 points against Spurs. His last 5 weeks, or 6 weeks, actually, is probably a better average.
Yeah.
It's been 4-1, 14-1, 6-7.
Decent.
Yeah, so he is... obviously, Van Dijk would be their top-scoring defender had he not been dead through the season.
But they got a decent little run. Bournemouth at home, Palace at home, West Brom away.
I think he's a decent option. Yeah, I don't think they have a terrible, like you say, they've got that Man City fixture after they play the West Brom game. But now we're getting that point of the season where you want to look at players who you're committing to for the running. So you want to look ahead, I think, and be like, right, what are their next 2-3 games like? Let's see, what are their 8 games like, if you want to free up value for a big storming finish. I don't think he's a bad differential pick.
There, I wonder if there's a Tottenham defender for the same money over the next 5 games, because Tottenham got a really, really easy run in. They never concede goals. Where Southampton have got 3, but then they've got Man City and Chelsea.
Well, I actually think the Tottenham defender to pick is Ben Davies. He's 4.8 million. Danny Rose is injured, and he's his replacement.
Really?
So Ben Davies is played 90 minutes of the last 5 games, because he's a direct swap for Danny Rose. So,
I'm looking at offloading old Funes Mori, because he just ain't been playing.
He suddenly got dropped. I'm actually doing the same move. I'm going to be bringing in Ben Davies for Funes Mori.
Yeah, and well, I was just thinking, because I've got a bit of money, I was thinking, do you know what? I might just go all out and get Cahill. You know, someone big bucks, but that gets very, very good points. But maybe that is a good shout.
It's a straight swap.
Although, isn't Funes Mori going to start playing now?
I don't know, because he got dropped, didn't he?
But Coleman broke his leg, I think.
But I don't know if it'll be... This was the next tweet that is another kind of link.
I was going to say, we got a few tweets. We got one from Max Perkins, we got one from Carmen, we got from another couple of people... saying who's the best replacement for Coleman. What should I do with my man Coleman? Carmen said. He broke his leg and broke my heart. So who's likely to just step into his place in the Everton team then?
Well, it will be Funes Mori, although reshuffle, won't
he? Yeah, he's a centre half, isn't he? So obviously Carmen means the best replacement in terms of
In the game.
Yeah, of course. I was just asking who you actually think it is, because that Everton defence has been pretty good this season.
Yeah, and quite often the best person to replace them with is their cheaper alternative, like Ben Davies, who just walks into the side. Last season it happened lots with Joe Gomez at Liverpool, Matt Target at Southampton.
That's right.
They were great shouts for it. Yeah, it does. We need to find out what, like Ash says, what they're going to do. Because if they're going to reshuffle and bring in another centre half, or are they going to play the young lad Holgate, who played the 3 games at the beginning of the season and a couple of bits here and there? They played Holgate 90 minutes against City and against Leicester and against Spurs, so he might just come in.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'll be Funes Mori. He gets played loads more. But neither of them really are great picks because they've got, Evan haven't got the best set of games coming up. I can't remember what they are, but is it Liverpool, Man United, Leicester? Yeah, it is.
Well, in that case, I think the answer to both those questions is Ben Davies. I think he's the answer to the Coleman problem and to the previous tweet, which I've forgotten already. I think they're the he's a good option for both, to be honest.
Yeah.
Nice.
Agreed.
I like it. I like it. Should we do King Chip or Chippy?
Go for it.
Who do you remember his he had his own jingle? Do you remember what it was, Craig?
Did he?
Yeah, do you not remember? He asked for his own jingle. And I come up with one. I come up with Chippies, Tramps and Thieves, which I thought was really good. And then you smashed it with, do you remember?
No.
I'm the king of the chippers all, the Twitter VIP. Do you not remember?
Oh, wow. That doesn't even make sense, really.
Well, you come up with it. Stop slagging it off.
Oh, sorry.
King Chip, really I'm the king of the chippers. How good's that? I thought it was good. I should have said I come up with it if you fucking forgot.
I just come up with this off the top of my head.
I was thinking it was rubbish because it doesn't rhyme with swingers, but his name's King Chip.
Yeah, king of the chippers.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah. Oh, that is very good.
He's the lovely guy who wrote us that really, really good blog, which was like... you know, footballers that look like murderers, footballers like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And really, really good, amazing, such effort he put in, really funny. And then someone direct messaged him and said, I think you better put that down, otherwise you might get sued or something like that. And he messaged us and went, is this you winding me up? And I went, no, it's not, fuck. And I just delete. I had to get it off the website. I was like, fuck.
And they're exactly the kind of vlogs I like reading as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like it was so good. It was so good. Maybe we'll have to try it again without a... it being so potentially libelous.
Or we'll just change their names like they used to do in Sensible Soccer or Pro Evo back in the day.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Donis Borkamp.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, I remember that. That was good. He says, how many of your FPL team would you not recognise? I have no idea what me from Burnley looks like and don't want to. Don't kill the magic.
And me, yeah, good point. That's a good question.
That is a good question.
For you, it's all of them, isn't it, Tom?
No, fuck off. I watch Match of the Day, you know, once a week. I was going to say religiously. I just watch it once a week.
I'll
brush up now. Do you know what I mean? We've got a lot of listeners. I have to brush up. So, no, but yeah, it would take me a while. I do find myself thinking of a player or looking at a player and thinking, I don't even know. So, and then I sort of have a look at him and I feel
Tom,
like
Tom likes to look in a player's eyes before he decides.
I do, and I think, are you
going
to get me points? And I just really make a very intense eye contact with him for a while.
Yeah.
And and that's it. So,
I'm just looking at my squad now, and I think of all of them, I think I'd recognise all of them, but I think Tom Heaton might be able to slot past me in Morrison's.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, to be fair, a lot of them would for me. Yeah.
I thought a minute ago you were like, Tom was like, I'd recognise all of them. I watched Match of the Day. And then he saw me looking up his team.
Yeah.
And then immediately he was like, no, Eric wouldn't recognise any of them.
Not, yeah.
I think Tom wouldn't recognise him if they walked past in their full kit.
Oh, wait.
Shinies and everything, yeah.
With one exception. Walazuski. Well, he's in your team for some mental reason.
Yeah, he's always in my team. He's a mainstay. And I constantly look him up on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah.
And Instagram.
Yeah, I'd recognise Wallers, obviously. Who wouldn't? The guy's a pin-up.
I reckon there's probably only about three people you wouldn't recognise. Because Costa, Lukaku, you'd recognise.
Oh, of course, yeah. I'd recognise Laurent, Son, Sigurdsson.
Milligan, Cleese,
I'd recognise, Mane, Walker. Maybe not Finn. Yeah, I thought Finn was more, yeah. Maybe not McCauley. He's just sort of generic looking, isn't he?
What about King?
Attractive guy, King. Let's do one more tweet, boys.
Got him.
Our very good friend, Fantasy Yomar.
Yeah.
Coleman out injured. And with that in mind, Thundercats, Transformers or Visionaries, Knights of the Magical Light. Discuss. Now, the reason he's referenced Visionaries, Knights of the Magical Light, which is an incredibly niche cartoon from the late 80s is because I had this conversation with Ryan over a direct message. He messaged me and was like, bet you're looking forward to the Power Rangers movie. And I went, yeah, not bad. And then that eventually got on to like talk about Thundercats and stuff. And I went, please tell me you've watched Visionaries and Knights of the Magical Light. And no one has. No one that I know.
Is this the program where about once every year someone starts talking about 80s cartoons?
Yeah.
And I say, there was a really cool cartoon. I've got no idea what it's called and no one ever knows.
Yeah.
And all I can remember about it is that people run around and they got holograms and the holograms come out of their chest.
Right.
And then it's like...
So this is, you're just taking the mic because that's
no,
what
no,
I
this
said.
Is the... It's, no.
That's it. That's Vision Evolution Arts, the magical line.
Is it?
Yeah.
And then,
are you actually joking? I say this once a year and then you're
no,
just putting
my
leg?
No, I've had this conversation
loads of times. I've got it on DVD at home. I've got it off eBay for like £1 million.
And there's like a thing with a tidal wave.
Yeah.
And someone's like a leopard or something and they run through a gate.
Yeah.
I have no fucking idea what either of you are talking about.
It's on YouTube. Everyone now listening to this podcast, go on YouTube, type in Visionaries, Knights of the Magical Light, and you will see the intros on there. And yeah, that is it. They only ever made 12 episodes.
How did they?
They're knights and they got holograms with animals on. They go and they turn into the animals. I've got it on DVD at home.
And they could be, and there's like a really contrived bit where they're
we'll go around mine after this.
In the intro, they're all straight off their cars and one runs under a gate.
Yeah. Correct. See, I thought you were saying this because I've mentioned this before.
I've had this conversation with people so many times and they're like...
No one knows. A few people know the toy line. There was a toy line and I think the toy line came before even the cartoon because the toys were like really cool for like very early 90s. They just had like the hologram of the thing.
I think probably the difference is every time I've said it, they're like, Ash, you're such a nutter. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Every time you said it, they're like, oh, you're so funny. Yeah, we get you on 80s references, Tom.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck.
Oh, wow. Ash, our relationship has now been taken to the next level.
And we know what it is, but Craig doesn't.
Mm. I ain't got a clue, mate. No. The whole time, I was just wondering about us thinking about dinner. I thought I've got a rhubarb crumble downstairs that I'm going to eat after this. I really had no clue what was going on, to be honest with you. I started to do all sorts of other things.
If you remember Visionaries Knights of the Magical Light, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.
I hope somebody from a TV production company is listening to this thinking, we need to get somebody.
When I worked at a pub, I was about 19 and I used to sit there on my ass, do fucking nothing all day, smoke like fucking 20 fags a day. And I started writing a screenplay for Visionaries Knights of the Magical Light.
I was going to say something less mental than that.
What?
I was going to say, you know, they have those things on Channel 4 or whatever where it's like 90s cartoon and then they have pundits or whatever who are like, oh yeah, I remember. Yeah. I watched the Muppets.
About the Talking Head TV shows.
Yeah, exactly. I hope someone's listening to it now and he's like,
you go, get the gaffers on.
Can we get the gaffers on? The two guys who know about TV, not the other mug.
Yeah. Who wants to like talk about like I'm a Celebrity and shit all the time. We want to talk about Visionaries and that's the magical light.
It's cool. As a guy who works in TV, I can honestly say that show will never be remade or back on television. Oh, so you're
such
all right.
Such a shame. Well, it's such a classic. It really is brilliant.
Okay.
Check it out before you slag it off. Come around mine. We'll have a little gaffer evening in and we'll watch that and get a pizza.
Is that before or after we do Cubs?
Yeah, we'll do Cubs first. We'll bring our Kayla back round and we'll all watch it.
So out of Thundercats, Transformers, Visionaries.
Visionaries and the Magical Lights.
And I'm going to throw in Mask as well.
Yeah, no, it's still Visionaries. I did like Thundercats.
Two? Because obviously I don't know one of them. It'd be Thundercats. But if you had thrown in Jason the Wild Warriors, it'd been a tough call.
See, Jason the Wild Warriors, fucking great. Again, that's another classic.
It's quite slow though, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
Isn't that the one? Oh, I'm thinking of what's
Wild Warriors.
No, I think I'm thinking of Ulysses or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I know the one. Yeah.
Yeah, I know Ulysses. I think we might have gone over our allotted time.
I think we have. All right.
Sorry to all the people whose questions we didn't answer.
Yeah.
Because we had to spare
another
half.
Oh, my God. Right, that, we briefly said before, we were like, what would you do if you had to do a podcast that wasn't a fantasy football podcast? We briefly talked about it.
We do one.
Yeah. I know we do one.
Yeah, we do.
It's this. I could talk about 80s and 90s cartoons till the bloody cows come home.
Yeah. That's what it's called, When the Cows Come Home. And we just talk about it.
That's lovely.
That's it. That's what it's called. Look out for that. It'd be great. But no, sorry for all the people we didn't get around to your questions. But that one, we can't predict which ones are going to evoke emotion. And that one really did. Plus, we did do some genuinely good analysis on Ben Davies. We mentioned Ben Davies. So
That's what you need to do. Mention one footballer that might be good next week and then talk about 80s cartoons for 20 minutes.
Yeah, that'll be
I just say before we go away for this bit, we are, I don't know why, but we are attempting to get nominated in the British Podcast Awards. I said that I'd never bother because we have obviously won an award, a very big award, and now we're trying to get nominated for one again. So if you would like to vote for us, if we are your favourite podcast, British podcast, go to britishpodcastawards.com. I think it's britishpodcastawards.com/vote. But anyway, go on there and it'll ask you to put it in. You start typing in, it'll be come up the gaff tapes and then just vote for us. Yeah.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Put your bloody email address in and vote for us, British Podcast Awards. And if you do it, tweet us or email us like a little screen grab to show that you've done it and we'll send you a nice message and maybe Ash will send you like, picture of his balls or something. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, probably. That's what happens. If we just let Tom keep talking, stuff like that happens eventually.
Stuff like that. It always ends in balls. Yeah, someone stop me.
But we'd love you to vote on that. Use your email. If you've got two emails, do two emails. They don't even know. So you can do that. It's no problem. We'd love that vote. And keep sending the questions in. So tweet us at The Gaffer Tapes. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com.
Voice clips.
Or voice clips. Or get on Facebook, facebook.com/thegaffertapes with your questions. We had loads of great questions and we'll try and get around to them next week. Coming up in part three, we'll talk about the kind of weird game week 30-31 that we've got coming up where it all gets down to the business end of the season. And a quiz that is 31 times fire that Tom has promised us is going to be very hot, hot, hot. So you got all that coming up in part three of The Gaffer Tapes.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
This is Carl Donnelly.
This is Chris Martin.
And we together do the Carl Donnelly and Chris Martin comedy podcast.
Original title.
Yeah, but we got in early doors and never got around to changing it.
Yeah. It's a podcast where we...
talk Carapola.
Carapola. Let's make up words like that. It's different every time. There's no point to it. But do you know what it's like? It's like having a drink with your mates down the pub.
But you're really funny best mates.
Really funny best mates.
Where can I get it?
Go on carlandchrispodcast.com.
Or go on iTunes.
Just type in Carl Donnelly.
Or Chris Martin.
Don't type in Chris Martin. Type in Carl Donnelly for obvious reasons.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Craig and Ash. We are heading into game week 30 and 31. No, yeah, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday is game week 30. Then the Tuesday, Wednesday is game week 31, mama.
I hate those bastards.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Although it's quite nice if you don't have to make a transfer, which is I'm thinking I might not do actually now because I'm not desperate to bring anything in. I've got no potentially injured players. You'll have two transfers for the Tuesday.
Yeah, it's the deadlines, isn't it? It's a good one to take over some of the shit munchers who forget.
Shit munchers. Yeah. So that's very true, yeah.
It is a tough one. But we'll have a quick look at the fixtures for the weekend and then a kind of half an eye on what they've got just 2 days later. Mm. So fixtures-wise, we've got the early kickoff on Saturday is the Merseyside Derby. I'll be auditioning people for Coach Trip.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, a bit annoying. But, you know, get to see some people. We want to go on Coach Trip.
Do you fancy getting me and Ash on? Get us on?
You're right, yeah. I mean, we're all... Good the podcast show. Would be quite quiet for the time that you're out there.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
But Brendan would be a guest.
He would. What did we do when you were on Coach Trip?
It was mid-season, wasn't it?
Was it? Oh, was it in between seasons?
It was in between the World Cup special.
You're both wrong.
Oh, but okay.
I was on Coach Trip actually on it before we even started the podcast.
Oh, were you? Oh.
Yeah, yeah. When I got back, the World Cup started, so we started. And then when I worked on it last time, I didn't actually go on the coach. I'm not this time, I'm only doing a week on it.
Oh, okay.
For anyone not from the UK, Coach Trip is a very quaint UK reality TV show.
I thought you were going to go for anyone not in the UK. It's the biggest show in the world.
It's like X Factor times a million.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's very, for the Americans, it's like Survivor on a bus.
It's like Survivor, but if it won an Oscar.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, that is exactly it. Anyway, Liverpool-Everton. And then elsewhere on Saturday, it's Burnley versus Spurs, Chelsea versus Palace, which is such a mismatch given Palace.
I'm thinking I want to find out Costa. I want to find out this yellow, this little bit of jaundice about him, because that's the captain situation all over there, isn't it? Because normally, you know, like you say, Lukaku's usually the safe bet, isn't he, last few weeks? But away to Liverpool, I don't know. Whereas Chelsea at home to Palace.
Tom wants to find out. Tommy the Clap, investigate.
I need to find out.
With Burnley against Spurs, Burnley's home record's good, isn't it?
Yes, it is good, yeah.
Do we think that's just got 0-0 written all over it? I know Kane's
possibly.
Out.
Possibly.
Kane's out. Yeah.
Possibly. I mean, Spurs have got two away games. Like, their Tuesday fixture is their way to Swansea, but it's Spurs have a good defence, but then they're home to Watford. Like, it's one of those things. It's that when you're looking at the overall running now, Spurs have got Burnley away, then Swansea away, then Watford at home, then Bournemouth at home, and then Crystal Palace away. That's a hell of a five games. Like Ash was saying earlier, it's a hell of a good run. So, yeah, the Spurs players, bring them all in. But, yeah, you're right, Ash. It could be a 0-0, that, I think. Good call. Hull play West Ham, where West Ham, just for those worrying West Ham fans, really could be safe if you beat Hull. I think that's fair enough.
At least we've got four like quite tough games, but at least we've got Arsenal in the middle of it. So,
well, that's it.
One safe
you
game.
Can rest a few players and all that kind of jazz. Leicester play Stoke, Man U play West Brom, Watford play Sunderland, Southampton Bournemouth, and then the Sunday fixtures are Swansea Middlesbrough, which isn't really worth your TV subscription.
Well, yeah, but I think that's quite a decent one for if you've got Llorente or Sigurdsson for a cheeky little captain on that, because I think Borough.
Oh, you're going to captain them?
Well, no, I'm just saying. You know, maybe we were saying how closely we are now looking at all of each other's teams. We're just staring at each other intently now at this part of the season. There's not going to be a lot of us tweeting our balls now, is there? I mean, Ash never bloody does anyway, but and Craig very rarely does. It's only if it's me.
Not, but if there's no competition, it's not balls to do it, is it? Now there is competition. Now it's real balls.
Yeah. Where's your real balls?
It's all right, you two.
Yeah, you can't say that. You boys never tweet your balls anyway. I'm the only fucker who does it.
Yeah, well, now you're saying you're not going to because that means something. Competition.
Stop staring at my teams and my jeans.
Yeah. It's got such a little weird goblin face on at the minute.
I don't know. Well, no, I might captain Llorente.
Yeah, exactly. So, as Tom said on the podcast, he's going to be captaining Fernando Llorente, and if he doesn't do so, he's a boy pussy, because he said he's going to be doing it.
I think the thing is, as long as we don't start giving out misinformation to try and fuck each other's over. Oh, I got a message in. I forgot to say, Walczewski is playing this week, and he's such a good triple captain.
Yeah. Do you not remember when we first started this podcast in the first series?
Series one
on catch up. Tom used to withhold information because it was all quite new to us. I would try and like host it and be like, "So what are you thinking, Tom?" Tom would go, "I don't know."
What am I saying?
I would say, this is a fantasy football podcast. We are here to try and tell people about things. And you're like,
You're not my mum.
You didn't really like doing it.
No, but now I do. Now I'm the only one who tweets his bloody balls.
That's not true.
But do you know what it is? It's because for the first time, if I actually win, it's the first time that I've beaten you boys. So it's a big thing for me. You know, to you, yeah, maybe it's just a game. For me, it's sort of validation in my life. Not a lot is going well for me at the moment.
I love my son.
Yeah, no, he's good. He's a good lad. He's brilliant. He's crawling now. Nightmare. But, there we go.
So Llorente is kind of what you think you're going to be doing?
Yeah, I might do. Well, he's my tip. He's my tip for game week 30.
Might do.
No, I put that in the email, didn't I, boys? Let's be honest.
You did.
He's my tip for game week 30, I think.
Yeah.
Is he?
He is,
what,
yeah.
Against Middlesbrough?
Yeah, no, I fancy it. And although they are away, no, sorry, they're at home to Spurs in their next game in game week 31 on the Wednesday, Swansea, so... Yeah, might not be for the...
Is that because you're thinking Spurs... Well, God, Spurs are leaving it late. They've only got eight games to fall behind Arsenal like they have to do every year. Well, so you're thinking this form's got to drop off somewhere.
I don't think that's going
to
happen this time. But
For St. Tottenham's Day.
St. Tottenham's Day, yeah. Exactly.
So you've got
a couple of pretty easy fixtures, the old Arsenal, haven't they? Pretty good, good run.
Well, that's the last game on the Sunday, isn't it? It's Arsenal City. I mean, you don't know what sort of Arsenal's going to turn up. You don't know.
They'll probably win it, won't they? They always do this. They fuck up against all the shit teams and then they'll beat Man City
Oh, God.
Well, that save his fucking life, wouldn't it?
Oh, please do. Please lose 5-0 and then at half time. Do that thing, you know, where young players, when they've just signed a new contract, they sign it on the pitch. Wenger to come on and sign his new contract.
Yeah.
Oh, 5-0 down on the pitch.
Imagine that.
Oh, my God. The banners have been flying over.
Yeah. Oh, God. Arsenal fans.
They're being seen all over the world now, aren't they? But I think my one, I think it might be time to... I haven't had him all season, but I think now might be the time for Jamie Vardy to get a recall.
I've seen a lot of people on Twitter saying Vardy's the sort of now the differential pick, and it's quite good because Leicester's run's not bad. Stoke, Sunderland, Everton, Palace.
I went for it. I picked Vardy.
And he started scoring again. He's found a bit of form,
yeah.
Yeah, you've got Vardy, have you?
Well, I've got Vardy and captain him, but I didn't realise people call him the differential pick.
They're starting to now,
unselect him.
Really? Yeah, they are starting to say that. A lot of people on Twitter, they're sort of FPL hipsters going, yeah, well, Vardy's clearly like this.
So retarded, man, now. Because I've not had, I've just played so bad this season, because I've not had Lukaku at all.
Mm.
And he's obviously a better pick, so I don't even know why I've done it.
Yeah.
Stubborn, mate. Stubs. Stubbornness.
Yeah. Stubsies.
Stubbornness is the mother of
all tits.
Yeah, that is it. But so yeah, so that's a good way to end the previews. I think that's about up there. But yeah, so Vardy for me. That's what I'm going to be bringing in. But Lorente for Tom, and Ash will keep his secret forever.
Mm. Yeah, very true. Oh yeah, because like you say, you're looking forward to game week 31. Leicester are then at home to Sunderland. So yeah,
well,
Leicester's...
that's it. Exactly, as a double. That's, not double game week, don't panic.
Yeah, it's
as
not a double game week, but very, very close to each other. So that might be...
Two home fixtures, one against Sunderland, one against Stoke. Mm. It's not bad, is it?
No.
I know they've got Champions League to worry about mentally, but still, it's not bad. But Tom, talk to us. Where are we at with quiz?
Where are we at with the quiz, boys? Let's quiz then. Let's bloody quiz. Let's do it. So what I've done, I've put a lot of effort in this week. It's kind of a bit like, do you remember catchphrase?
Yeah.
I was going to go with, do you remember catchphrase? More like catchphrase Forster.
Right? Oh, wow.
But it's also a bit like, do you remember Blockbusters with Bob Holness? So I was going to go Blockbusters, more like Sockbusters. Because like footballers wear socks.
I think that's better.
Yeah, is that better? So it's somewhere in between. I think we'll go for Sockbusters.
Okay.
Football Sockbusters. Football Sockbusters. Like football socks, isn't it? So what I've done, boys, is I've got like a little cryptic clue to describe a footballer. Okay? So I'm going to give you the little cryptic clue. And then if you don't get it, I'll give you the initials of the footballer. If you still don't get it, I'll give you the club. Do you understand?
Yes. Yeah, I just don't know what it's got to do with socks.
No, it hasn't. Well, because like football socks, isn't it?
Oh, what's got to do with Blockbusters?
Well, because it was like, that was like a cryptic clue and then they give you the initials. It's sort of like, it's like catchphrase, but for blind people.
So should I take my socks off my hands?
Yeah, pop your socks off your hands, stick them back underneath your bed.
If you're not a Patreon subscriber... Don't listen for the next 3 seconds. Bit of bonus trivia.
Yeah.
Me and Tom have both got holes in our socks.
I have. My hole in my sock has got progressively worse, and now there's three toes poking out of it. It's absolutely
true. Mate, I've seen the state of your baking trays on Twitter, so you have. I know what your socks must be like.
They're really bad. They're really bad. Right, so do we understand? The better way, I've just realised, is like catchphrase for blind people.
I mean, that totally... Yeah, hey, listening to that wouldn't understand completely.
Yeah, that's better. Isn't it?
And are we? Is it one each? Or are we jumping in when we know it?
No, you need your buzzers again.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm just gonna say buzz.
Look at this, making up what his buzzer says.
Yeah, well, because every time
maybe I don't hear the word buzz. Maybe I want to hear the word goblin.
Yeah, because every time it's like, oh, Ash, yours is, and it's something I can.
No, it's goblin. It's always the same. Goblin. What's your favourite thing in the world? Goblin.
But the thing is. Your favourite thing that's my favourite thing is goblin. My favourite thing isn't goblin.
What is your favourite thing?
Buzz.
My favourite thing is not fucking quinoa.
It fucking is.
We just got a tweet from someone saying, my missus brought out the quinoa. It must be Tuesday night. Gaffer Tapes podcast night. Which was nice. Right, so let's see if you understand what's happening. I'm just going to jump in. So first of all, imagine you're blind. No, don't. No. Okay, so number one. Let's see if we get this. Right. Okay. I'll give you the initials. The initials T. No, go on.
It'd be too easy with the initials.
Do you think it will? So I'll give you it, and then I'll give you the thing. Okay. You didn't turn the radiator off. Is that good?
Yes. Oh, I've got it. Quinoa. It's Tom Heaton.
Heaton.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, there you go. And then I was going to say...
Sorry, if you didn't get audio quality of that's going to be awful. I just yelled it. I'm so sorry. I'll calm down.
Oh, I didn't buzz it.
Quinoa, I've got it, quinoa.
I said quinoa. Yeah.
I wonder why you said quinoa. You went, I've got it, quinoa. I was like, what the fuck?
You didn't turn the radiator off. TH, and then, Heaton. So, right, 1-0 Craig. The cryptic part is just the surname. I'll say that as well at this juncture. Okay, lovely. Okay, number two. I'm just going to the toilet in this automobile with someone I don't know. I'm just going to the toilet in this automobile with someone I don't know.
Oh, my God, this is what?
Okay, the initials of this footballer.
Wait, I think we should have a couple of seconds first.
Okay.
Before you give us the second clue.
It's not the best.
And the best thing is it'll make really good broadcasting.
Really good broadcasting. Should have brought my list of jokes in.
I think if we don't say anything, it won't matter.
It's a big risk to take.
I'm just going to the toilet in this automobile with someone I don't know. The initials are R-L. R-L.
Quinoa.
Oh, go on.
Romelu Lukaku.
Yeah. Lukaku. I'm going to the toilet in this automobile with someone I don't know. Lukaku. Okay. 2-0. These took me ages today.
How many have you got? Because I know you never think these things through.
7.
Right. Oh, that is good. You thought that through.
Yeah, big time. Number three. He's the Bee Gees little boy. Ooh, in character. It's the Bee Gees little boy.
Quinoa?
Go on.
Is it Kieran Gibbs?
Oh, it's not. It's not. The Bee Gees little boy. Come on, think. The Bee Gees little boy. Little boy. The
Stop Bee saying Gees. Little boy in our podcast. We're trying to win another award.
Little boy. The initials B G, funnily enough.
Oh shit.
The Bee Gees little boy. B G.
I don't know it.
He plays for Middlesbrough.
Oh, Quinoa.
Go on.
Ben Gibson.
Gibson. Gibson.
I'm so far from getting that.
The Gibb brothers. The Bee Gees. God, someone needs a bit of culture. Right, 3-0 to Craig. This could be a whitewash.
Definitely. I've got no idea what's going on.
Yeah, well, they get more obscure as they go on. Number four. I'll do them in sort of like different characters. Adds a little bit of spice, doesn't it? Adds a little bit of spice. Okay, which football is this? My dog is getting fat. What? God, shut up. My dog is getting fat. What should I do to help her lose weight? My dog is getting fat. What should I do to help her lose weight?
Walker.
Yeah, it's Walker. Well done.
He didn't use his buzzer. Quinoa, Walker.
We'll let him have that. Kyle Walker. Yeah, Walker. Walker.
That was good.
Absolutely brilliant.
When you said you're doing a character, was that just your offensive character?
I don't know who it was, really. I think her name was Sandra, and she works in a bakery in Nottingham, probably.
It's always Sandra.
Always Sandra. Right, it is 3-1 to Craig. This next one. It's AstroTurf! Simple as that. It's AstroTurf!
Oh, my God. Oh, no, that's hard.
Exclamation mark. It's AstroTurf! I'm going to give you the initials, boys.
Okay.
R-S.
Snodgrass.
Oh, he's got it! Snodgrass! It's Snodgrass! It's AstroTurf!
Now, I don't want to be that guy.
You are that guy, so shut up.
But he didn't use his buzzer.
I don't want to beat you again, Craig.
Oh, this is good. Right, 3-2. I'm really happy now. Right. Okay, this one, these next two, these last two, are probably the ones I'm most proud of.
Well, that worries me.
Okay, here we go. Come on, Ash. Come on. I want it to get down to the last one. Right. He's not the Jamaican's friend. He's the opposite. He's not the Jamaican's friend. He's the opposite.
Quinoa.
Go on.
It's offensive because you have to do it in an accent. Defoe. It's Jermaine
yeah.
Defoe.
Yeah, he's not de friend, he's Defoe. Well done. Craig takes it. Craig
takes it. Then?
The last one is, now this is my favourite, but it's incredibly involved. Right. Excuse me, Mr. O'Connor. It's the lady's grandmother, not yours. Excuse me, Mr. O'Connor. It's the lady's grandmother, not yours. Initials are A-H.
That's mental. That sounds mental.
Come on, break it down. Excuse me, Mr. O'Connor. It's the lady's grandmother, not yours.
In my head, it was going to be someone called Des.
Well, use that. Use that. Don't forget that. Use it.
What's the other bit?
It's the lady's grandmother.
It's the lady's grandmother, not yours. Use Des.
used.
Dez is
what,
there.
What were the initials?
A-H.
Oh, I don't know. Right. Oh, is it? No, the only A-H of there is Herrera.
No. The answer, boys. Excuse me, Mr. O'Connor. It's the lady's grandmother, not yours.
Her, it's Abel Hernandez.
Hernandez? It's Hernandez, isn't it? Hernandez? Come on.
Well, well done, Craig. Because the ones, the two that I, other than the two I knew, that was fucking mental.
Yeah. There we go. So we didn't need to use the tiebreaker of what year was Blockbuster's host Bob Holness born, which was good.
Let's go for it.
Go on.
I think he's going to be 1937.
Ash,
45.
No, he's well old. 28.
Fucking hell.
28.
He's not 28. Old. He was born in 28.
Yeah.
There we go.
He's dead, isn't he?
Well, dead. Yeah. Little bit of trivia, he's often referred to as the very first James Bond. Do you know why? He played him on radio. Little stat for you. He played him on radio before any of the films. So,
wow.
You will find that at a pub quiz where they'll ask that and people say Sean Connery, or they'll say whoever it was played him in the first film. It was like, I can't remember. Peter Sellers, I think, played him in a film, Casino Royale.
But surely it won't matter at a pub quiz because you've got so many points from the... What was the name of this game?
Football Sock Busters.
I've got so many points from the Football Sock Busters round.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there we go. Job done, boys.
Well, that's a good quiz. I like
Simple
that, mate.
As that. So you're 11... Is it 11-7 now?
Yeah.
Ash, you need to
put it, mate.
Pull it out of your tits now, mate. You've got to pull it out.
It's not going well. Tits. I thought I would have that one when you said the name of the quiz, and then...
Well, because you thought it's going to be sock-based. It's going to be sock-based. I'll smash it. I'll smash it.
I can see that Tom's got no care for his socks. This should be easy.
Yeah.
It's bad. Yeah. But no, that was good. Oh, well, that was... hopefully some people... I wonder if anyone got all of them, a 7 out of 7. Let us know if
I'd
you did.
I'd love to see if they did.
It's funny, isn't it? When I was doing the quiz, and they were mental, and no one understood it, you guys, at the end of every week, went, well, no one's going to be listening anymore, so let's just stop.
Yeah.
Tom does a quiz. Yeah. Craig wins it, and everyone's like, and now Craig's like, well, all the fans that are listening, wow, thank you for bearing with us. Yeah, you're so amazing.
Tens of thousands.
That's because when it was yours, it would be like, cool, round 38.
Round 38. Right, now what I've done is I spoke to my Chinese mate, Philip, and
Tom, Craig, pick up your Sword of Destiny.
Yeah, and move through the Ark of Hell.
All right,
traverse down the yellow road of doom until you see a shining goblin.
Cast a spell backwards, and then it would be it was mental. So that's why.
Oh, I think we should just do a whole series of quizzes.
We should. Maybe we should.
Yeah, we'll think about that. But tweet us though. I want some people to come up with their own versions of them because some people do that.
Well,
and
we've got a couple of new patrons on patreon.com/thegaffertapes. Don't forget, if you I think it's pledged $5, you become the quiz wizard and you can give me a quiz. So those new patrons, give me a quiz name and I'll make the quiz. Simple as that.
He does it. He just does it like
I literally just do that, mate. It's a talent. It's a talent.
But we're not sure exactly what day we'll be back, but we will be back next week, obviously, because these weird game weeks. But good luck with game week 30. Let us know how you get on. Obviously, it's the business end of the season, but still try and tweet us your balls or Facebook us your balls. So it's Twitter. It's at The Gaffer Tapes. You can email us at info@thegaffertapes.com. And Facebook is facebook.com/thegaffertapes. That's about right, isn't it?
That's about it, boys. Yeah, don't forget to vote for us in the British... podcast awards as well, and once you've voted, give us a little screen grab.
You can show us, get hold of Craig on Twitter.
You can at Craig Hazel.
Yes, you can get hold of me at @the_Tom_Holmes. And Ash,
I am on Twitter.
Correct.
My Twitter is
at Ash Kernsworth. Is it
correct?
Lovely. Perfect. So follow all of them and the Gaffer Tapes and get in touch. We'll be back obviously next week now the internationals are over. But for now and game week 29 and Tom's quiz and whatever that was, that's all from us. So thank you very much and goodbye.